Brightly coloured plastic sheets and corrugated tin roofs are everywhere in Nepal, from cities to hilltop villages. It seems that 6 months on and the aid effort has shifted from immediate shelter and food to equipping communities with the skills and knowledge they need to support themselves for a better future, including women's groups like the one I am meeting in the remote mountain village of Karka, which is funded by the United Mission to Nepal.
Welcome to Mahadevstan.
90% of the houses here collapsed after the earthquake, and villagers have been taught how to use salvageable materials and turn them into makeshift shelters. The room I am in is just a shell of what it used to be. Whole sections of the stone walls have crumbled away to reveal the breathtaking views of the green Govardhungi Hills. Beautiful, but dangerous. The women are dressed in a uniform of green and pink saris, and they've welcomed me with flower garlands, fruit juice, and traditional Nepali song. Sabina, a group member, tells me what they have learnt from the charity.
So now there are 26 members in this group, and they've been involving in road construction works, cleanliness works, the mothers group. They even do counseling to children and parents so that to send the children to school regularly, and it has been very fruitful in this community. There are altogether 31 households, and apart from two or three houses, all are destroyed completely. There are some few people, a few families who are able to cope by themselves and come back. But there are a lot of people who cannot come back by themselves. So for those category of people, it would have been very hard for them if there were no organizations who were supporting them.
The district of Dading was one of the worst affected by the earthquake, but women's groups have been a lifeline for some people, such as 25-year-old Bisnu, who's a single mother of three after her husband died 2 years ago. She didn't have the skills to build a shelter, but with help from her group's sisters, she built a deck in a cowshed for her family to stay in. She explained what happened on the day her ancestral home was completely destroyed.
When the earthquake went, I was in a meeting because it was Saturday. So I was very scared what my sons were doing. My elder son ran inside the home. So my neighbor went inside and pulled that boy out. If he was inside, he would have not been alive now. It was hard for me to make them understand. So they started crying because the house was completely gone, and they just cried like, we don't have father, will look after us, because the only house we had, it's all collapsed. Told the children that I'll take care of you all. I'll try my best. Even if I don't have food, I'll just stay hungry and feed you guys. You don't have to worry. Before I joined the women group, I had no one who just listens to my problem. But after joining the group, I have someone who just hears me, who's there to stand for me. They counsels me when I need them. And after the earthquake as well, they just supported me somehow to manage my temporary house. So it's been very helpful for me.
One thing I have learned from the women here in Karka is how resilient and strong Nepali people actually are. They have the willpower and the desire to learn, and these women have built, with the help of charities, a support system that will be passed on through generations.